Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I'm your other host, Rebecca.
And how this podcast works is that each week, one of us will bring in something we're anxious about, and then we'll read a scene we've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm now a seasoned veteran after having one guest that I'm not nervous at all about our second
guest. I'm really glad. You were definitely vibrating at a high frequency at the start of the last recording.
I probably, do you think I came off as cool? You don't have to answer
that.
Oh
my God.
Okay. All right. Let's introduce our guest for this week. A writer for the UCB Mod team, The New Deal. You can also see her hilarious sketches on Funny or Die. Sydney Steinberg is here. Hello.
Hello. We're not related.
Hi. We're not, but we could be sisters.
We could be.
With our looks, I think.
Totally.
Sid, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Happy anniversary, Yusung.
Oh, yeah. Sid and I met 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. So cute.
Yeah, this is pretty cute.
Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah.
Would you describe yourself as a generally anxious person?
Yes, for sure. For
good.
Sure. Yeah, I belong.
I don't know what we'd do if we invited someone and they were like, no. And then the scene they were in was just like a haiku about nature.
Yeah. You know, everyone deserves to have their moment, you know?
Do you remember a particularly low point that you hit with your anxiety? Like a point where you couldn't get out of bed or something along those lines.
This happened like 2 years ago, weirdly, like right after I met you.
It's coincidence or
no, it's just a
causation.
Okay.
So Comic-Con is like always on my birthday. So I went to Comic-Con, so I didn't celebrate my birthday until a few days after. And so I was really into improv at the time, which I'm like so embarrassed about now.
Why?
I'm just like deep, because I just think it's so stupid. So I'm like deeply ashamed that I ever did any comedy other than like sketch. But so I threw like an improv show for my birthday, and I invited like people I really liked and like teams or whatever. And it happened on the day of this other guy's birthday.
Oh.
And he was like, this is on my birthday. And I didn't let him perform. And this like is an overall bigger anxiety that I am always like, I'm a bad person. I threw the show and it like gave me a lot of anxiety because.
Did you lock him in a closet while your show's going
on? But he came, which I found very stressful. I was like, why are you here? But then I was like, oh, I invited like a lot of your friends.
Wait, so this is somebody that you didn't let perform because you don't like him or because he's not good at comedy or both?
I just didn't think he was that funny.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
So I was like, but who, the show wasn't good.
You don't get to be told you're funny just because it's your birthday.
I do agree with that, but
Sid, you could have just told me that.
But so he came to the show and the show like wasn't good and I had a lot of anxiety like up there because I was like, why am I doing this? I'm like fucking jacking off in front of these people. Everyone's cheering for me. I hate this. So I already was so stressed out. And then I didn't, it was just, so then the last team went and it,
you're like, you look like you're in pain.
I'm in so much pain. The last team went and it was like my joint improv teams. And then there were people in the audience who came like just to watch, which I thought was nice. So I was like, you should come up. So the team ended up being like 13 people. And then I looked him dead in the eyes in the audience and I was like, and that's it.
Oh my God.
That's incredible.
I know. And then like we did a horrible set and then I went home and I like could not sleep. I was just like up all night. I was like, you're a horrible person. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you ruined this guy's like, I think it was like his 30th birthday.
Oh,
too.
No.
It's like a big birthday.
If all you want for your 30th birthday is to be in an impromptu improv scene.
I know. Like, looking back, I'm like, this guy shouldn't have come, but I'm like, what? That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is like how I acted. And I was like, I shouldn't have thrown this stupid improv birthday because who cares? And also, I was like, I'm so cold.
I don't want to dwell on this moment, but when you looked at him in the eyes, could you tell that he wanted to come up?
Yeah, he looked really sad.
Because you kept inviting all those people randomly.
Yeah,
and
randomly. I was like, you're here. You should come up.
Oh, fuck.
You should come up. But by that time, it was like 15 people.
Oh, it's
like,
too late.
Oh, fuck.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It was really fucked
That's
up.
So funny.
I know. It's everything I'm ashamed of. Improv, the guy I was dating at the time was there, and I like hate him now.
Oh,
and
no.
I know. Yeah. Everything about it was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Great birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Blah.
In that specific type of like disgust or regret. I remember I was like talking very, and I would like to say that I didn't do this that often, but you know, jury's still out. In high school, I was like talking about like, it might as well be this person while I was standing at like the violin lockers
and then,
or whatever.
Right,
and then I turned around and then she was there.
Yeah,
it was awful. Yeah.
I've definitely done stuff like that.
Yeah,
for sure. I successfully blocked out most of it because I spent so many years agonizing.
Yeah.
You know when you feel like you remember something so embarrassing that you did and you feel physically sick, like your stomach hurts, and then you wonder, like, part of me was like, do I want eternal sunshine this from my mind or from everyone? If you had the option to, like, you can only either erase it from your own mind, you'll never remember the event again and you'll never feel the shame again, or you'll remember it forever but everyone who was there and who witnessed it will never remember it and you have the satisfaction that, but you'll always know,
yeah,
which one would you want.
I mean, I torture myself more because I know all of these people have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's no one on earth who remembers that birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit like, I kind of just erase it from mine.
Yeah.
Because, like, I still torture myself about it, and it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, it's funny because probably, for sure, nobody remembers it. But I can't help but, like, for me, I always feel like I'd rather just have the satisfaction that I know for sure that no one else, like, I'll live with the pain, but no one will ever, it'll never come up randomly in anyone's mind. You know what I mean? I get both.
Yeah. when you have, like, those embarrassing memories, do you ever say anything out loud?
Sometimes I'll just be like,
Like a like wincing and pain.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll just be alone in my apartment, like pacing around, and then suddenly, luckily, no one's home, and I was just like, ah, fuck. Like,
a lot of that.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Or just like sentences will come out because I'm still like having these conversations over and over.
It's like PTSD.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I have no idea. Sid, how would you describe your relationship with mental health now?
I think I am like getting better because I've recognized like all my bad patterns and like stuff that I cared about that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to be a huge people pleaser. And, like, I'm not doing that anymore. Or if I notice myself start to do it, I'll be like, no, like, that, don't fucking do that. Because it's my least favorite quality in other people. Like, if anyone's a people pleaser, I'm like, I fucking hate you. Like, which I'm also like, you should be less judgmental. Like, it's really hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
So I think I'm getting better because I know more, like, what's wrong with me now. Whereas before, I didn't even know people pleasing was a thing.
People pleasing means just, like,
you do this, just in case you're wondering.
Like when you kind of go
it's
out of
It's when you're
your
really
way.
Handsome and
you, exactly.
Yeah, like that's what I meant.
When you go out of your way to like do things for people or do
at the detriment of your own.
Yeah, when you completely inconvenience yourself, make it really hard for yourself, like things you shouldn't say yes to but you do just
like
because
there's nothing wrong with like
being kind
and like
favors.
Like, you can like go out of your way sometimes to help people. It's nice, but like when it's a consistent habit and you're not doing it for any reason other than you're afraid to say no.
That's really bad. Sorry, Yusan.
I just pointedly looked at Yusan.
No. I don't know. This is 100% something that I do.
But it comes from being it stems from a combination of being considerate and also but also being insecure.
Yeah, and just like wanting people to like you, which I'm also like, I'm so glad I'm over that.
Yeah.
Hump. I want to be liked, but like not that much.
So you've written a scene about a specific anxiety today.
Yeah.
Before we read that, could you tell us what it is?
Set up the clip.
Okay. So this is a very recent one. I didn't want to do something like so like dark and big because obviously I didn't want to do like, I think everyone hates me, blah, blah, blah.
We've definitely done stuff like that before.
For sure. But I was like, this is so specific and it's so recent. But lately, I have very sensitive eyes, so I have to wear sunglasses. But lately when I drive, I'm too scared to wear my sunglasses because I'm scared if I get in a car accident, the airbags will explode and the sunglasses will crush into
my
eyes and I'll go
blind. Oh, my God.
So it's about that.
I love that. I love it.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Should we say who we're playing?
Yeah.
We love a body horror scene. And I mean me.
So I'm going to be me and read stage directions, but there's very few.
I'm going to be playing the nurse.
And I'll be the doctor.
Yes. Okay. Interior hospital day. Sydney is in the hospital bed. She's got bandages over her eyes. A doctor stands above her.
Sydney?
What's happening? Where am I?
You're in the hospital. You're okay, but you were in a car accident.
Oh my God. I can't I see? What's wrong with my eyes?
You're blind. You were wearing sunglasses while you were driving, and when the accident happened, the airbag exploded into your face and crushed your sunglasses into your eyes.
Oh my God. I always thought that would happen, but I hated the sun in my eyes while I was driving so much I wore them anyway.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Do I even have eyes anymore, or am I just blind?
You have eyes, but they're mushed up with a bunch of glass in them.
Gross, no. Am I still pretty?
No, your eyes are mushy.
No! I'm an actor. I have to be pretty.
Well, luckily you're also a writer.
Yeah, but now how can I read what I wrote?
You can get a talking computer or something.
Like Stephen Hawking?
No, he could see, so he was still better off than you.
Sydney sobs. A nurse enters.
Doctor, the other patients from the car crash need you. They're all dying.
Oh my gosh. Other people were hurt in the crash. How did it even happen?
Well, you know how you're always worried that when you're driving, your foot will just push on the gas and you won't be able to control it?
Yes, I'm so scared that will happen when I'm at a busy stoplight and children are crossing the street.
Well, that's what happened.
I hit a bunch of children?
Yes, they're all dying.
No!
I'm afraid so. You're going to jail for murder.
I deserve it. Take me away.
Bravo.
Yeah.
I love that.
Your character was very surprised.
I know. Well, there's an accident, you song.
No.
She's disoriented.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My eyes got mushed.
I have a question.
Your eyes are mushed.
Do you have nice sunglasses?
No, they're okay. $16.
I was just curious if they were like...
Should I get ones that can't unbreakable sunglasses? Those don't exist.
I was like, maybe I'd be superficial enough to, like, if I had nice sunglasses, I'd be more inclined to wear them.
I do wear them, but I'm, like, so scared. I'm really just, I think, scared of driving. Really scared my foot will, like, uncontrollably straighten
I'm
and
actually,
hit the gas.
I have a weird fear about that, too, because I think sometimes I get a little, like, spastic.
Me, too, and I'm
will,
like, oh, God, I'm gonna hit everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this thing in Los Angeles that doesn't exist when you're living in the country or upstate New York, but, like, cars will be parked on the street, and then you'll have to drive next to the cars parked on the street. So if anyone ever appears from one of those, like, parked cars, like, opens a door, like, walks to get to their car door.
What do you mean this doesn't happen elsewhere?
Like, in upstate New York, it's just...
people don't park on the sides of the street ever?
No, because there's no need to.
Oh, because everyone has, like, a
because it's
driveway.
Not a city.
Got it.
You can park on the grass.
Yeah, you can park on the grass inside a waterfall. Like, there's ample...
What?
Yeah, like, so it's not as much of a problem.
Yeah, if you're not in a concentrated city like Los Angeles, I don't think it's much as a problem, but it gives me so much anxiety every morning when I drive to work.
There's one street on my way home from work that I drive down, and it's one of those narrow, like a residential street that's two-way, and there's parking, cars park on both sides of the street, and then cars drive both ways, and the actual width of the road can really only accommodate the parked cars and one driving car. Oh. And so when the light changes, like there's always either the people trying to, like one side of the street, like you either get to go or you miss your light because you have to stay. Everyone has to always constantly like pull over and like wait. Otherwise you're just going to be like ripping off people's side view mirrors. And it gives me anxiety every single day on my way home.
I hate it.
I used to wear sunglasses all the time when I started learning to drive because I was so paranoid about the sun being in my eyes and not being able to see. And then I would wear them all the time. And then I went to my driving test. And before I went, my instructor who took me to the test was like, oh, by the way, you know you can't wear sunglasses at the test, right? And I was like, bitch, why didn't you tell me that every single fucking time we learn? I don't know how to do this without my sunglasses. And now I almost never use them anymore.
Cars in general, like, really scare me, and I want to take the subway.
Yeah.
But I also...
Here? Oh.
But I heard a story about a guy getting his leg ripped off. And
by a
subway.
Oh, not just by a crazy subway person.
Yeah, no, by a subway. And then I'm really afraid of, like, people. Like, I'm always scared a man's just going to push me in front of the train.
Yeah.
Well, that happened at a train... I'm from New York. My whole family lives in New York City, and my grandma, like the subway stop near her house, there was an incident last summer where a man just like pushed, or a woman pushed a man actually, just like pushed someone randomly in front of, into the tracks, just in broad daylight, in the middle of the day, just a crazy person.
See?
I've never witnessed that. I have witnessed some things, but not that.
I'm just too, I should stay put.
would you describe like most of your anxieties then like as body horror things or like mostly emotional? Like
It's like the horrible combo. Like, I'm really afraid just like when I'm walking down the street that someone's going to slam my head into the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
scared of getting murdered mm-hmm. just by like someone who just like is like, I don't like your face. Slams me into yeah. the side. I'm very scared of like heads hitting heart surfaces.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Cars. But then I'm afraid of hurting people, which I know that's life. You're going to hurt people. Right. People not liking me, but that is going away.
Do you get anxious? This is something this reminded me of. For me, like anytime I'm alone in an elevator with a man, I'm afraid I'm going to get raped. Anytime I'm in a garage, yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to get raped. I had this conversation with my dad like not that long ago, maybe like last year, and he really didn't realize, like he had no idea that I said, oh yeah, I think at least once a day I worry about getting raped.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, what? And I was like, oh yeah, that's normal. Like every non-cis dude worries about that once a day at least. And it like blew his mind.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. They have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Anytime I'm alone with a man in general, I'm like, he tricked me to come here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna get raped right now.
Yeah.
And I'll think like, is he little enough I can fight him off? Like, it's like so
yeah,
scary.
I always wonder like, do I have something? Is there something I can hold that I could feasibly beat this person over the head with or not?
I remember very foolishly like learning that the first time when I was talking to a friend in high school and I was like, well, you could take like a walk, and it was like at nighttime, and she's like, I can't take a walk.
No, but we also had this conversation when Kevin was here last time and we all talked about this and you guys were talking about going on walks like either late at night or early in the morning, and I was like, that's really cool that you guys can do that alone and feel safe.
Yeah. This was the first time that someone said that to me in high school and I was like, interesting.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm also scared my boyfriend's going to get murdered. It's just like, in a car accident. I'm just scared of everyone dying.
Do you believe that, like, because I'm also very, very scared of, like, not, like, dying? Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm also very scared of dying, but I read somewhere online that was, like, that's indicative of you fear that you haven't lived your life. Like,
I definitely am like, I'm complete, like I just said, with improv. Like, I just spent, like, 5 years doing improv. I want to fucking kill myself. And, yeah, because I haven't lived.
That's so funny.
What about improv specifically?
Just, I'm like, it's
third beats?
So, yeah, third beats, just all of it. I'm like, oh my God, I spent so much time trying to do a Harold well that now I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to be an actor and a writer. And I'm just like mortified.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time, I never like took anything past 201 at UCB, mm-hmm. but I spent a lot of time like watching improv and being like into it. Yeah. And then I forgot about it for like a couple years. But then the other night I went to see Improvised Shakespeare Company and I was like, actually sometimes improv is really cool. Just because that was one of the best
things I've ever
seen.
They're great, even though
they're
I'm
great.
Like, let some women audition.
Yeah, it's only dudes.
Well,
only
and they're
dudes.
Like, because in the old days women couldn't do it.
But
and
that's
like,
really
is,
fucking dumb.
Yeah, fuck you.
I was thinking about that too because I didn't know how many people were in it and there were only 5 people in the one that I saw and then I went to their website and I was like, oh,
it's
really all dudes. It really is all dudes, huh?
And they just sold a show, I think, to like Netflix. And I'm like, good luck, bitches. An improv TV show. Go suck a dick. It's bad. Just write something.
This reminds me of the time like I was Skyping with a friend in high school. And this was the first time. And I was saying to her, like, why don't you just make like why don't you just join like a Shakespeare improv team? And she was like, I can't join a Shakespeare improv team.
Oh, that makes me sad.
That joke is worth it, right? Okay. Sid, do you currently have a therapist or anyone that you talk to about these things?
I did have a therapist, but I stopped going to her after my breakup because I was going to her for like 2 years and she like never said, I was like talking about my boyfriend and like what was happening, my ex-boyfriend, like what's going on. And then after I broke up with him, I was talking to her and she was like, oopie, you are being emotionally abused. Sorry, I never said anything.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, what?
As like, in, like, she knew?
No, she was just like, I didn't realize until, like, just now. And I was like, I've been, like, pretty open with you about, like, what's been going on.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I know, and I was like, you bitch.
Oh, so she was, like, a fraud, basically.
Basically, I was like, you don't pay attention to anything. Like, what?
Ew.
I gave up my cat for that guy. I was like,
No.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Like he got the cat in the right cat?
No, he wanted me to get rid of my cat, so I got rid of my cat.
Shit.
So I'm like, I'm fucking
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So did that really just turn you off of therapy in general? You were like, fuck this person, and then you just haven't found a new one
because it's like so hard.
Yeah. It's impossibly hard. You cold call 6 people and you get 2 back saying that their first appointment is free 2 months from now.
I know.
I mean, I can recommend you mine off mic if you want. She's amazing.
Okay, I will actually. The best therapist I ever had, who I feel like kind of was catching on to what was going on with him, mm-hmm. was just too expensive. She was a sliding scale, mm-hmm. which I'm doing air quotes, from 125 to 150.
Yeah. Per session,
like,
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was going for a little bit because I was like, she's so good. But then I was like, having horrible anxiety about how expensive she was.
Do you have health insurance?
I do, so I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I mean, before I found mine, I was such a struggle, and like, I thought I found someone, and then we talked on the phone, and she was like, yeah, I don't take insurance, but I'll do sliding scale from around the same amount. And I was like, I just like laughed on the phone, just hung up.
Ridiculous.
Then until I found mine who does take insurance, otherwise I'd be... Yeah,
I remember in college where like I didn't like necessarily know how the therapy system worked, but someone told me like if you just check the box saying like you can't afford to pay, you can do it for free, which is great because I didn't want to.
Where? In the college
the college system, and I was like, because I didn't want my parents.
Why didn't everyone just take that box?
I have no idea, or I guess they were just more. Honest, I'm not sure, but there was also the option of like when someone wasn't available and you needed to talk to someone, you could talk to another student.
Wow.
And I just remember like going a few times and being like, it's helpful to talk, but I was like, they can't really offer like any strong opinions or suggestions. I was like,
I wouldn't trust a college student with my problems. No offense. No. When I was in college, that would be way too. It's too close. It's too close to home. I would feel too like self-conscious about opening up like that to someone my own exact age. Yeah, would feel really weird.
When you were in therapist, do you like form very strong connections with them?
I did with the lady, expensive lady, but my therapist I was going to that ended up not like knowing anything clearly. I was always kind of like judging her a little bit because she was like real, like scary thin,
ooh.
And like always wore the same outfit for like the year and a half I was going to her, and it's hot here, and it was like furry boots,
what?
Black pants, a blazer, a scarf, like
whoa.
No.
Was it very cold in her office?
No.
That's weird.
I know.
She's doing like a Django costume.
Do you think at home, do you think that's the only outfit she owns, or she opens her closet and it's like Monk? It's like they're all the same. Like it's all just 7 pairs of furry boots.
I got creeped out by that, but I was like, she's so affordable.
Yeah.
But yeah. So now I feel like a bitch. But that outfit thing's weird.
It is weird. You don't want to think about. My therapist is just like, she's like, I've talked about this before, but she's like very hot and she'll like dress really cute mm-hmm. all the time. And I'm always just like, wow, good for you, man.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Too judgmental of my own therapist.
Shit. I couldn't remember what I was saying because I was thinking about the time that I dreamed that my therapist was spooning me. Do you like, so right now you're not in therapy. Do you do anything to like alleviate the,
Yeah, I go to this dance class a few days a week called
That's
Pony
amazing.
Sweat. Yeah.
Body Sweat.
Pony Sweat.
Oh, Pony Sweat.
Have you heard of it?
Pony Sweat.
Yeah, it's actually amazing. It's also the only affordable exercise class I've ever been to. Because, mm-hmm. like, normally they're like $16, $18. And I'm like, this is insane. Like, who can afford to do this? But this one, if you buy a package, which the package isn't even expensive, it's only $11 a class, which is, like, so good.
Yeah.
But it's a dance class, a dance aerobics class led by a trans woman and a lesbian woman. So it's like it's all about like, be yourself. Like they scream the whole
That's
time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's so fun.
Why is it called Pony Sweat?
I couldn't tell you.
Hmm.
She calls everyone ponies. So maybe that.
At the end, they baptize you in a small.
Yeah. No, it's super religious.
Puddle of sweat from a young horse.
But after I do that, I'm like in such a good mood. Like I did it this morning and mm-hmm. I'm in like a really good mood. So I think when people say exercise helps you,
Right. Yeah. I know that Busy Phillips is always, she doesn't, she's talked about this on her, she has a podcast.
Rebecca?
She has a podcast on Starboard. She does this podcast, We're No Doctors, that she and Steve Agee talk about like their hypochondria.
Yeah.
And she's talked about how like she currently isn't taking any antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications. She just does this like very high intensity cardio workout thing, like this class every morning.
She goes to.
The LeqFit one.
Yeah.
She does it every single morning and she sweats her tits off, and then afterwards she, like, her dopamine's all like,
yeah,
she just feels, she said, she swears by it.
Yeah, you feel really good. And I hate exercise, but I love dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect for me because yeah, it doesn't feel like exercise. You should come. It's like very affordable.
Yeah.
He needs a dance class, buddy. Actually, he's talked about it before.
Yeah. On a previous episode of this season.
So the one other episode?
No, there's been a couple with no guests.
Okay.
Actually, this podcast isn't real, but thank you for spending time here talking about this. I went to a dance class in Koreatown. It was very, very bad. At one point, the instructor had just this knowing, patient smile while looking at me. Yeah, I was.
He hasn't been back, though, but he...
This is perfect, because at the beginning, one of the women shouts, "This is Pony Sweat, the fiercely non-competitive dancer aerobics class!" And it's like, the people you see, like, you would never see in a dance class, because I've gone to, like, the sweat spot, where it's, like, expensive, and everyone's a dancer, and I, like, hate it.
Yeah.
This is, like, there's old guys, there's, like, it's grandmas, it's, like, really fun.
This sounds like a Stefan description.
Yeah.
I used to go to this, like, cardio bar class. And it was just very, like, there were just a lot of really just beautiful people and people who could do full splits in every direction. And I was just like, this is fucking demoralizing.
Yeah.
And then, like, Elijah Wood started going to the class.
No.
And he and his girlfriend was, like, looked like a ballerina.
Yeah,
and she was, like, incredible. Ugh. And, like, one time I got to class and they just, before the class had even started, they were just making out.
Ew.
Like, a lot. And I was just
that
like, this is really, I was
I wish they Elijah wouldn't.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's really great.
And it was just like, I already feel self-conscious in those classes, but like now there's like a straight up celebrity and they're being like very sexual, like up top. And I was like, it's 7:30 in the morning.
Ugh,
I just can't.
No, I couldn't. Yeah. That's what's perfect.
I don't go anymore.
No, that sounds great. I would go because I need to like do something about my shame threshold.
Come. She gives a speech at the end. She's like, I just want to I want everyone who felt, you know, like they weren't doing a good enough job at one point, or who was nervous that they like weren't exercising as well as the woman next to them, or like something. And she's like, I want you to give yourself a round of applause because like you're brave and it's the best.
I was in college. I took a walking meditation class. It was in a basement because it was winter, but we just would walk around and breathe. And I remember staying after, I guess I tied my shoes very, very slowly that day. The instructor had brought like raspberries and almonds and stuff. And we did a thing where we practiced mindful eating.
Ooh.
So you think about the food that you're eating and like tasting it and thinking about where it came from. It does help.
Do you just like take one of the almonds and you stick it into the raspberry and then you eat it like a perfect bite?
Yum. But no, right?
And you pretend it's a gusher and
but the inside is hard instead of gooey. The outside is gooey and the inside is very hard.
Worst gusher.
But I was it was just me and her left, and I was talking to her about like I was saying, like, can I say something very cynical? Great start. Very anxious, self-doubting. But, like, I was like, can I say something very cynical? Like, the difference between math and meditation is that even if you don't believe in math, it works. You have to believe in meditation for meditation to work.
Mm. As you held one almond with both of your hands and nibbled on it like a squirrel.
As she gently poured...
like, squeezed raspberries over your head and let the juice drip down on you.
And she was like... I don't know if she said this immediately or after a few sentences, but she was like, why do you put so much of your faith in doubt rather than faith in belief? I was like, Jesus Christ, walking meditation, one credit class with the knowledge.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm very embarrassed, but I would like to take.
Yeah, you're ready to be a little pony.
Yeah, no one is good. I'm not good. I just love dancing.
What type of dancing is it?
It's aerobics.
Okay.
And the music's really good. It's like a lot of punk rock because they're both in like punk rock bands, and it's like really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Okay, I wanted to mention Busy Phillips and Elijah Wood. Can you give me a second to bend down from all the names that were dropped?
I was actually going to say after the recording, can you just bleep those names? But I guess not now that we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know either of them.
No,
I'm just saying that they was relevant to
them. Yeah, that's not name dropping.
Sorry.
Such an asshole.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back.
And we're back.
We're back. We're still in Sid Seinberg.
Thanks for still being here.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could. No,
Rebecca,
yeah.
What's your anxiety for the week?
You know, I'm actually going to like keep it really surface level this week.
Flies.
We've done a lot of, well, okay. I know I've done a bug related scene in the past, but I feel like they're usually pretty, I don't know, crippling and whatever. And I'm just going to talk about my skin struggles.
Oh, yeah. My,
I love skincare. We can talk about it forever.
I really could talk about it forever. I just feel like I kind of thought by 27, like, I wouldn't have to deal with acne anymore.
No sister.
And no, it's like, it's actually like worse in my 20s than it ever was in high school. Yeah, it's like, and you know, you cover it up and whatever, mm-hmm. you do what you can, but like, I feel like people who have never struggled with it really underestimate like how much anxiety it can actually cause. Like when my skin is good, everything in my life is good. Yeah. And when my skin is bad, I want to die.
Yeah, horrible.
It's horrible.
How much of the, do you think it's from stress or?
It's definitely from like ever, like I'm definitely doing everything wrong. I'm trying really hard, but it's definitely like lack of normal sleep habits. Like I'll eat really well and then things will be maybe a little bit better and then I'll get lazy and I'll eat a lot of crap. Mm-hmm. It's like not exercising, but then sometimes exercising gives you acne too. So it's like you never fucking win. And then just like hormones, genetics, stress, depression, like, you know, pollution, like not changing your pillowcase often enough.
It's
like
it's
so many things, like dust in your room, like everything. It just makes it worse. And then like, I'll do all these things. I'll put on all these like face masks and all these treatments and like sometimes it'll get better and then like I give myself chemical burns and like it's just not good. Like I sometimes wake up and I'm in physical, my face just hurts.
It's
like I'm
so
in
painful.
Yeah. It's really painful. And it just, I don't know, like it just seems like everything goes wrong when if I start my day and like if my skin feels weird when I put my moisturizer on, if it just feels like rough, then I know that I'm going to have a bad day, and 100% of the time I do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it really stresses me out. And yeah.
For the listener's sake, and this might be ignorant, but both of you look like you have very...
We're for sure both wearing makeup.
Yeah, I'm
so...
wearing makeup. Okay. Very expensive foundation.
Yeah, I'm wearing concealer all over my face. Yeah. So we're just both clearly like pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You learn after like years of struggling with your skin how to like cover things up.
Yeah. I've never... Oh, God. Jesus.
I'm perfect.
No.
You do
have
perfect skin. It's really
I really have... like, should thank genetics and luck, I guess. But like, it's not so much acne, but like, if I get anything on my face, like I have really like a weird thing about pain and like scratching where I'll scratch stuff and I don't feel pain. And so I'll usually end up causing like a small little
irritation.
Yeah.
Oh, I pick at my face constantly. It's definitely makes it worse.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm a squeezer, a picker.
Every time I think I'm better, I'm like, I'm not going to pick.
Totally.
This one.
Yeah.
And then I do and I'm like, fuck.
I also have this thing where like, I have a breakout and then it starts to heal and I can feel all of them are shrinking. Everything's going down. Everything's going away. I was like, wow, it's going to happen. It's really going to happen. And then I wake up and I have a brand new one
before
the rest are gone. I never have one day where they're all not there. And that's been like for so, I can't even remember a time.
It's bad. And
it
I have
sucks.
Really bad rosacea on one cheek and I'm like, this is the bane of my existence.
It's so annoying.
I always have to wear makeup on one cheek.
Mm.
People underestimate how frustrating
it
is. It's really frustrating. And it's like time consuming. And it's expensive.
It's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
I want to get a really expensive facial.
Me too. I haven't had a facial since I was 16, I think.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And I want one so badly, but they're so expensive.
They're so expensive.
I want like a $300 one.
There are things that people do, like they take blood out of your arm and they put
my
the blood on your
face. My sister
just
did that.
The vampire facial.
Yeah, she just did that. She found a guilt group on or whatever, so she
paid. Wait. I'm so sorry. I just, if we can for one second.
We just blew Yusong's mind.
It's not like I know the definitions of all the words we've been saying, but put in this specific order, I have no idea what's going on. So I don't even know if it's worth asking. Like, excuse me. Blood on the face?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It sounds really cool.
If there's blood on the face, play ball. there's another one. There's a bird shit one. Have you heard of that one?
I have not heard
I forget
of that
what
one.
It's called. There's one where like there's this really expensive facial. It's so
I think
stupid.
I read that in Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. There's this really expensive facial where like they take like they collect like this like rare bird like bird shit and they put it on your face. Uh-huh. It's just be like rejuvenating. I call severe bullshit on that one.
That one I'm like, no way. The blood one I believe a little bit.
Why?
Because some shit about plasma. If you say plasma to me, I'm like, science. Yeah. I'm young again.
I'd rather put like the blood of like a child on my face. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Get that youth.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario does not officially
like
endorse.
A consenting child. Like you can consent to having your blood put on someone else's face.
It's just blood drawn.
Oh, boy. Yeah. They're not using it anymore.
No.
Can I get like a little a little blood boy?
Yeah.
Boy. When you say the word facial, like what do you mean, like going to a spa and having something happen?
Like a facial treatment where you lie down and they like they you know steam your face or they put like. They
like
put
a, like creams a little
on
bow.
You. Like they steam your face like a little bow. Yeah. They put you in a bamboo steamer over the stove. No, they give you a facial massage. They put treatments on.
Oh my
They like
God.
Do extractions. They do all kinds of things. Thinking about spending the money gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Also, like people doing that stuff. Like I get really like weird when people wash my hair at barbershops because I'm
really?
Like,
I love it.
I can do this myself at home.
The feeling of someone else massaging your head. Is so, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's always better when someone else
does. Oh, yeah.
You know what they say.
You know what I mean.
Rebecca, should we read your scene?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. I'll be playing the character Face.
Okay. Sid's going to be me. Sid's going to be Rebecca. And then I'm going to read the stage directions. Interior, bathroom, night. Rebecca is leaned over the sink, face nearly pressed into the mirror, relentlessly picking and squeezing at her skin.
Ow, ow.
And it looks so much worse than it did a second ago, bumpy and inflamed and raw.
Ugh, idiot.
The lights flicker and Rebecca's right cheek ripples like there's something beneath the surface.
What the fuck?
Pushing up from beneath the top layer of skin, a small face appears. Imagine you stretched a sheet of latex tightly over someone's face and they started speaking.
Rebecca, real quick, you're getting Guillermo del Toro to direct this,
yeah,
right?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Please, stop doing this.
What the?
You're hurting me. Us. Why are you doing this?
Kindly mind your own fucking business, actually.
This could not be more my business.
I'm doing this for us, okay? Just shut up and let me finish what I started.
She reaches for a tub labeled clay mask.
Please, no. No!
The face's voice is reduced to muffled screams as Rebecca slathers her face in the beige goop. She reads the side of the container.
Leave on for 5 to 10 minutes, then rinse off. Yeah, more like leave on for 30 minutes. I'm getting my money's worth, bitch!
Please, no!
The face sobs softly as Rebecca heads out of the bathroom, interior bedroom continuous, and into the bedroom. She flops down onto the bed, pulling up her laptop from the floor and scrolling through one of her 5,000 open tabs. The clock on the nightstand changes from 10:08 to 10:09 as ominous music starts playing. Rebecca glances over at the clock and turns her attention back to the laptop. Interior bedroom much later. All the lights are on and Rebecca lays asleep on her right arm. Her laptop is propped open and on its side, battery dead. The clock reads 2:35 a.m. Rebecca jolts awake with a gasp, sitting straight up. The face mask is still on and is so dry that it's cracked all over.
Fuck!
She clutches at her throbbing head. She turns to the clock and groans at the time. She stumbles out of bed and into the bathroom. Sorry, there are a lot of stage directions here. Interior bathroom continuous. Rebecca takes a look at herself in the mirror and winces. Just that slight movement of her face causes tiny flecks of the face mask to go flying everywhere. There's a barely perceptible whimpering sound coming from somewhere, but Rebecca doesn't seem to hear it. She turns on the faucet and begins to rinse the mask off. The whimpering grows louder and louder until it's a full-fledged shriek.
Ah! What have you done?
Be quiet! It's 2:30 in the fucking morning, you drama queen.
I can't believe you did this to me.
Rebecca looks up at the mirror. Her skin is tomato red, raw, so, so dry, and somehow has more acne than before.
Fuck. Ow.
Why do you do this every time?
Rebecca slumps over the sink, exhausted. She sits on top of the closed toilet and cradles her face in her hands, wincing at the contact.
Oh my God. You're gonna look like garbage in the morning.
Thanks.
Yep.
Rebecca falls asleep sitting there and slips off the seat, knocking over the trash can. She lies there asleep with her face laying in garbage. End scene.
Yay.
This face mask is made out of stone?
No, it's like clay.
Clay.
So it's like there's a lot of different types of clay is supposed to be good for like purging your skin of impurities and stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
You know, sometimes it kind of works and sometimes
the
it hurts.
Ones, I'm like, I don't know if I get this. Yeah. I'm a big exfoliator. That's what I'm like. This is what works.
I try and then like every time there's a product that people are like, everyone on the internet is like, I swear by this. I try and it doesn't. It either doesn't work for me or makes things better for a bit and then worse.
Yeah.
I never know. And the trial and error, just like, it's so stressful.
It's so stressful.
Can I be very candid?
Yeah.
My please. Only experience with seeing someone put on a face mask is through Korean variety shows where they follow like a girl musician group. And like
sheet masks.
Yeah. Sheet masks.
Well, those are fun too. I kind of think they're bullshit, but
I do too. I also, that's not my like issue. I'm never like, I need more moisture. Just like, either my chin is like a mess or like, the rosacea is really stressful.
Yeah, it is really, and the more you think about it, the worse it gets. Yeah. And then you get into like a spiral of like making it worse just mentally. And then it comes out on your, like we've talked about how before, how like anxiety can manifest into like physical ailments and illness.
Yeah.
And it totally, like your skin totally shows it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember like the last time you were very confident about like,
literally never, literally not a single time. Right. I think maybe when I was 6 years old, seven.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew what that meant though at that time. Yeah. I just keep thinking like one day it'll happen.
It'll happen. Apparently when you get pregnant, your skin's really good.
Fuck. I don't know if I ever want that.
I know. I don't want kids to skin.
You just keep getting pregnant and keep getting rid of it just to keep your skin.
I have amazing skin. But the trade-off's not worth it.
Worst case scenario does not officially endorse
abortion.
Wait, yes we do.
Oh yeah, no.
We officially endorse abortion hardcore.
Yeah. But
I'm more pro-abortion than I am pro-birth. We just don't endorse using abortion as a skincare regimen. No.
Or harvesting the blood from young children to use.
No, I definitely endorse that. Okay. I fully, you don't have to, but I do.
Right. I'm behind it.
Thank you to our sponsors for still staying
with
us.
We keep them very comfortable. They like it, okay? They like it.
Yeah, that's I feel like I've learned a lot today about skincare. One time, like someone that we worked with came up very close to my face and was like, "You have good skin." And
yeah.
I was like, ah.
Yo, that same person gave me a compliment on my skin the other day, and it felt so good. But I knew I was wearing like a nice, tinted moisturizer. But like, I was having like a pretty good, and literally the next day my skin was even worse than before.
Oh yeah.
Anytime like. You know, like, do you ever feel like you jinx it? Like, if it feels like it's good, and then you're like, oh, it's like going really well, and then it's worse the next day.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it. That's as far as I want to go with that.
Okay. Well, a lot of attention has been doled out, but now we're at a segment called "And Now Me," where the person who didn't write a scene gets to talk about what they're going through.
Funny. I'm so happy.
Okay, so what I'm going through is that, like, very, very busy lately from work. And Sid, I don't know if you know this, but I have a foam roller. And I lie on the floor and use it on my back because it relaxes.
Yeah.
Your back? Oh, boy. Do you ever feel like you're just a natural orator where you can talk? And you're not supposed to do your lower back. I've learned that. But
why?
Apparently, it's just like not good for you.
Oopie.
Or your spine. So you're just supposed to do like the top half.
Well, I would immediately do it on my lower back.
That's where it feels like the greatest, though. So I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I know.
The things that feel the best are so often the worst for you.
Who needs drugs when you can foam roll your lower back? But after that, I'll be so tired that I'll just kind of like fall asleep on the floor. Like I won't be able to get up, and I'm at like the foot of my bed and just like, oh, the floor is really nice here.
Yeah.
And I wake up after like a 30-minute nap or something, and then I crawl into bed. But I was talking to my therapist about it, and she was like, it was like the unfortunate realization of like, I'm more mentally sound when I'm busy, almost as if I'm more relaxed when I'm busy, like to the point where I was like, why can't I just be more mentally sound when I'm like relaxing when I have nothing going on? Like,
because
why,
when
God,
you're busy,
why?
You don't have time to think about all your problems, right?
Yeah. Or something like that. Or like you're getting the energy out of your system somehow, or you feel like you just have more things to do and life is not a hopeless chasm of apathy.
I love that song.
It's right after Welcome to the Black Parade.
Yeah.
But that's like the only thing that's going on with me, really. Just this. I think that like I'm slowly just learning what being a normal functioning adult is, which is just like you have to work very hard, and you either make peace with yourself that it's your own reward, or you're just happy that it makes you more calm.
Right. I really want to get to the bottom of this low back foam roller thing.
I know.
Everything you said, I fully acknowledge, but also, why isn't it good to roll?
I think it's
your
because
lower back.
It inherently doesn't have like enough support if you do that, But what you can do is like you can get into like a what's the upward dog? It's not upward dog,
downward
but it's like
child
yoga.
Pose.
It's where like you're as if you're lying face down and then you raise your chest.
Like serpent.
Oh, that's
pose
yeah,
or
that's
something?
The yeah, I think that's serpent.
I'm not sure.
I think that's serpent. Yeah.
And that stretches out your lower back pretty well.
Yeah, that does feel
that
good
does
actually.
That does feel really good.
Yeah.
I want to do that right now.
I know.
I'm not going to because
we do it
disgusting.
In pony sweat. I've already done all that shit this morning, guys.
Okay. Well, what a natural transition. Fan favorite segment. Welcome to Moderate Case Scenario for Gradual Self Improvement, where we're going to talk about what we can do short term and long term to fix our anxieties and become better people.
After you.
Well, I know I have to get a new therapist, so that can be long term because that takes so long.
I found that calling your insurance is probably the best bet.
Yeah, I
than getting referrals
that
way.
Oh God.
Or also going to Psychology Today and putting in your insurance information, and just all of the ones that take your insurance will pop up.
That's amazing.
And then you just call and see if they're accepting new patients.
Okay, right. I'll do that.
And I've done that in the past, and I was like, something weird happened where I was like, I don't trust therapists with good headshots. Like, I know you can be good at both, but I was like, I want my therapist to be good at therapy, not taking photos.
Like, so, like when you see a hot doctor, do you assume that they're like not that smart?
I haven't been around enough doctors to have that.
Oh,
experience.
Really? Yeah. My eye doctor is like. Looks like a Ken doll. It's really weird. But he's like very good at his job.
Oh, there's this doctor at USC. He's a back surgeon, and I accidentally went to him because I thought he was just like a back doctor.
Uh-huh.
And so I like paid a ton of money to see him because I was having back pain, and he was like so fucking hot.
Oh my God.
But I had a boyfriend at the time, this bad boyfriend. And so I was like, fuck. And now.
What were you going to do? Fuck your doctor if
you
didn't have a boyfriend?
I think if I didn't have a boyfriend, I would have like.
Hey, Doc.
Gone back?
Yeah. I'll be back next week, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Or, like, tried a little harder. But then, like, so I broke up with that guy. And then I was only single, which I have anxiety about this. I was only single for 2 weeks before I got my next boyfriend, which I think is, like, kind of disgusting of me. But I'm also like, whatever. Like, shit happens.
You can't control.
Yeah, I can't control
the universe.
It.
Real Ted Mosby over here.
Great.
timely.
Yeah, very timely.
How I Met Your Mother reference.
Yeah.
Jesus. Boy.
But yeah. So I think if I had been single for longer, I would have tried to have sex with that doctor. Anyway, I forgot why that came up. So
hot doctor. Do you trust them or do you not?
Oh, he was an amazing
doctor. Hot doctor, smart or not?
Yeah, he seemed smart. Yeah. I don't know. He didn't like chiropractors, which I was like, fuck.
A lot of doctors don't trust chiropractors. They think it's because it's not real medicine.
It's not.
Like,
it's just like,
it's like they think it's pseudoscience. Yeah.
Fuck.
Some people would swear by them and some people have really hurt themselves.
So I'm like, I don't know what's.
Hey, what's a Egyptian tourist's favorite form of pseudo medicine?
A chiropractor. Yeah, very good.
Ugh, a lot of puns today.
Yeah, it's every day with this guy.
Pride is not the emotion I'm feeling right now.
So you're going to look for a new therapist
because I do really like believe in that and need that. Mm-hmm. And then I guess my short term or whatever is I'm going to keep going to Pony Sweat.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Ooh, and eat better.
Yeah, that's like an always.
That's an always thing.
I feel like I end up saying that every week because I have to remind myself.
Yeah.
I have a t-shirt that I got from this like Etsy shop that says like, eat your vegetables. And it has like drawings like illustrated of all these different vegetables. And I really love the shirt. I'm always worried that people think like that I'm some like, vegan, like militant vegan. First of all, I'm not vegan, but second of all, like, I don't wear it for other people. I'm not trying to tell other people. I wear it so that when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, you stupid bitch. Like, eat some greens.
Well, you're also really, like, trying to get me to wear it so that you would see it.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to do was contact the person and say, can you reprint this but backwards so that when I look in the mirror, it's clear it's just for me.
That's good.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to say, I just really like need to readjust my just habits. I think I've just been falling back into. I was doing well for a while, but I've been falling back into like not sleeping right, not eating right, and I have to stop fucking touching my fucking face.
Yeah, that's so.
I do that as like a nervous tic. Like I do that from when I feel anxious. Sometimes I just will just pick at my face mm-hmm. to distract myself from things I'm anxious about, because I can just focus on you're so solely focused on that one mm-hmm. movement, and all I can think about is like, I'm gonna get this fucking blackhead out of my face, and I'm not gonna think about how nervous I am about like yeah. how many emails I have to respond to,
right.
and that's not a healthy way to. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
If you keep touching your face, it's gonna be like that one Weekend song.
Oh, I can't feel my yeah. Wow.
No, you song.
What's that? What does it feel like when you hear two people audibly disappointed?
Yeah, it feels like I'm at home at my parents' house. yeah. On that note, I've been making my bed still.
Yay! Still, me too.
Yeah, which is like bless you. Still going strong.
That's great.
I don't think I'm any more disciplined.
Yeah,
but I do feel better about going to sleep after making my bed. And I think about the being busy thing. I just have to I have to learn how to relax or like how to. It was like I was doing really well at the start of this week, but the end of this week it really felt like the end of a Lifetime movie where I was like, I can't make my daughter's baseball game. When my daughter's baseball game was just like having time for myself, like I dropped half of a ball of several good metaphor, but I fucked up a few things.
Oh yeah,
not too seriously, but like. So I got to figure out how to, balance work and family and have it all. And
you can have it all.
Yeah, you sung.
You're a modern woman.
Yeah.
I haven't been exercising at all, but that's...
Well, you're going to start.
You're going to go to Pony.
Maybe
yeah.
that's your
yeah,
new yeah. short term is you go to Pony Sweat with me.
Do people wear cool clothes?
No.
Okay.
Literally, I wore old hand-me-down workout shorts and the shirt I had slept in. The instructors look amazing, but everyone else is like, no. Some people dress cool, but no one has a rockin' bod. Like, it's very chill.
Sid, I don't mean to ask you this on air, and we can edit this out if this is uncomfortable, but would you take a dance class in Koreatown with me?
Oh, I would love to. You can leave this in. I will happily do that. I love to dance.
she lives to dance.
I live to dance. I'm just not good at it.
I dance to live.
I stand corrected.
But Rebecca, just really quickly, you know how on this podcast I'm worried that I don't have friends and stuff?
Yeah.
Basically, the season is just like a circuit of like, oh, turns out I do have friends. I'm the asshole because I just don't know how to ask people
I
to
tell you
stuff.
This all the time.
I know. Yeah.
All right.
So, it turns out I have people that are willing to hang out and do stuff with me.
Yeah.
I cooked Yusong dinner a month ago, but
yeah, that was really nice.
I had a kitten at my house and it pooped in the kitchen. And I was I don't want to eat after this.
No, that was a nice time. I didn't ask you to cook dinner.
Yusong was like, you cook me dinner.
Hey.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
You know, nobody would have assumed that that's what happened.
No,
I don't know why you have to clarify.
I don't know. I feel like I've,
I just didn't want to spend money, so I made us pasta.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
I should struggle to cook you this free Blue Apron that I occasionally get.
Ooh,
yeah, it's very difficult, and I don't know how to do it.
He had a lot of trouble cutting a shallot.
I know how to cook, so I can just you just give me the Blue Apron materials, and I'll do it.
That's truly the only
then
way
he'll
that
never learn.
Yeah.
I'll teach you.
There you go.
Sid, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for being here.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet. My Twitter's at the Steinbergler, and my Instagram is Sid_Steinberg.
I cool. can't believe you got that Steinbergler handle before I did.
I hate it now. You shouldn't be able to pick your handle when you're 17.
No, I had one for all, and you're able to change it. I kept my same account, and I had one for years, and then I changed it a few months ago, and with no problem.
Oh, I should do it.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Yeah. I also have a new Twitter called Ideas for Chefs. I write down ideas for chefs.
Great. What's an example?
I'm gonna follow that.
You're swordfish.
An example. No, you saw. And that's what you don't on my account. what's my favorite? Oh, barbecue pasta.
So they're just dishes.
They're just dishes don't exist.
Just hope that someone will stumble upon it and then they'll reach out and be like, this is on my menu now, thank
you. Yeah, steak popcorn, Dorito salad.
Steak popcorn?
Yeah.
Can you explain?
I can't.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We're not chefs. We wouldn't understand.
It sounds great.
Yeah, I think it's just a big old steak on top of a bowl of popcorn.
I'm definitely here for that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening. That does it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Worst Case Scenario. And thanks to Sid for joining us.
That was, yeah, that was delightful.
She's truly a friend. No, I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I'm slowly learning what friendship is.
I'm so glad that this could happen for you.
Yeah.
It was great. I'm still liking the guest format. Still enjoying it.
Isn't it nice when we're just not alone with each other? It's horrible
finally.
Neuroses.
Yeah. if you're neurotic, anxious, you got problems, email us worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com.
We're recording these a little in advance, but we really want to read some of them on the air, and if not, we still reply to everything.
Don't feel like if we didn't read it out loud that we didn't like it. We just.
Yeah, Rebecca and I will never be like, look at this email. You scared of bees?
Sorry. Please, if you're scared of bees, don't feel intimidated by that. Please email us.
I don't mean to bee shame or anxiety shame.
God, you're a monster.
You can follow our Instagram at Worst Case Scenario Pod.
And Twitter,
Worst Case Pod.
Worst Case Pod.
Yep. Thank you to whoever grabbed the other handles.
Rate us, review us
on iTunes. Really helps, because it's all about the charts at the end of the day. And our art was done by the lovely Art by Roughhouse. That's Art by RUFFHOUSE on Instagram. And our music was done by @notalent___ on Twitter. And you should check him out too.
The end.
The end.
Bye.
Bye.